Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. At the State of the Union in Washington, D.C. Thursday night.
Hello, Americans. The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are. It's how old are our ideas?
Before a joint session of Congress, Biden added his life experience has taught him to embrace things like democracy, freedom, and a future based on decency and dignity.
Do other people my age see it differently? The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not me.
The Republican rebuttal from the youngest woman serving in the U.S. Senate, Alabama Republican Katie Britt.
One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
While speaking for Montgomery, she said Americans deserve a leader who is not diminished. Supporters of former presidential candidate Nikki Haley are more likely to vote for Biden over Trump. That's according to a new Emerson College poll released Thursday, which found 63% of Haley's supporters are backing Biden after she dropped out of the GOP primary on Wednesday. Sweden is now part of the Western NATO alliance. The Swedish prime minister came to the U.S. Thursday to deliver the news. The move is welcomed by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who says Russian President Vladimir Putin should be mindful.
We see again and again and again that everything Putin sought to prevent, he's actually precipitated by his actions, by his aggression. And there's no clearer example of that than Sweden becoming a member of this alliance.
Prepare to go to bed early Saturday, as daylight saving time is almost upon us. On Sunday at 2 a.m., clocks across America will spring forward an hour. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A new independent review is shedding more light on all that went wrong the day of the mass school shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, May 2022. Private investigator Jesse Prado looked closely at facts surrounding the day's events and says the biggest problem was with communication.
Chief of Police Arredondo was on one side of the building and many other officers were on the north side of the hallway, but there was no communication as to a game plan.
U.S. Capitol Police say they arrested a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during his State of the Union address Thursday night. The man's son was a Marine killed along with many others during the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Officers led the man out of the gallery he was arrested for disrupting Congress. Daniel Rodimer, a former congressional candidate and pro wrestler, has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip. Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center this week following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. Notably, Rodimer received an endorsement from former President Donald Trump during his unsuccessful 2020 congressional campaign. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're going to be talking with an investigator, he's also happens to be the president and founder of the Lepanto Institute, and this bombshell investigation about Catholic relief services that are directly tied to abortion, contraception, and condoms in Africa. Michael Hitchborn joins us now. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, well, so tell us, what's CRS up to here?
After a year-long investigation into three different projects belonging to Catholic Relief Services, I was partnered up with Population Research Institute, and we discovered that CRS was not only facilitating programs that were assisting young children as young as 10 to have access to programming that promotes contraception, condoms, and even masturbation as a form of safe sex, CRS was also creating health referral networks that were shuffling young girls to organizations that were promoting abortion and giving them contraception, condoms, and IUDs and that kind of stuff.
This is nuts. Are you kidding me? Now, help us understand, you know, Catholic Relief Services. Where are they based out of? Is this like a GMO, type of program, or what is their basis?
So Catholic Relief Services is the official international aid and development agency of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. It's based in Baltimore, Maryland, and it is an NGO. And the thing is, it receives 2/3 of its funding from the federal government, mostly through USAID and PEPFAR. Mm. And because it's receiving all that money from the federal government, it's implementing government programs. And those programs come with strings.
Of course. But still, I mean, as a Catholic entity, to sell your soul out and promote something that is, there's a doctrinal conflict here, Michael, is there not?
There is absolutely a doctrinal conflict. Catholic Relief Services claims regularly that it does not implement programs that promote contraception, condoms, or anything inimical to Catholic teaching, but it's a big, fat lie. In 2015, I researched and produced a report showing that Catholic Relief Services implemented a sex ed program called My Changing Body. I went through the entire program, and I saw that document was promoting all forms of contraception, and it was promoting masturbation as a form of safe sex. And there were government documents that said that when CRS implemented the program, they had metrics showing the change in attitude regarding masturbation. Now, CRS claims that they never promoted that in that particular program, but what we found in Cameroon was a CRS-produced document that cited My Changing Body, and in that document it said, tell kids that masturbation is a good form of practicing safe sex.
Wow. And so here they are. They're just flat out lying because, again, we get back to the old axiom, follow the money. The money is blinding them to where they're throwing their principles out the door. I mean, how much money are we talking about here, Michael?
CRS,
you have an idea?
It's $1 billion a year operation. It gets about $250 to $300 million from people sitting in the pews, and the rest of it comes from government funds.
So unbeknownst to the parishioners of these different dioceses that are supporting Catholic Relief Services, they are promoting, you know, this kind of, I don't know what else to call it, you know, but a sin. I mean, how do you reconcile this? And the Catholic Church has all kinds of issues right now anyway in dealing with the blessings of, homosexual marriages and all that conflict that's happening that they still haven't reconciled that, I guess they're dealing with dioceses as they come up. But, most of the dioceses are like, see nothing, say nothing in the meantime.
Completely. And there is no excuse for this. One of the organizations that we found CRS partnering with in Cameroon is called Renata. Renata is a pro-abortion organization. In its own literature, it talked about how it helps young girls obtain abortions. Its logo is literally a pregnant woman with an X through her belly.
Oh, wow.
And for CRS to willingly partner with this group, here's the other thing. We found receipts showing that CRS had facilitated funds to Renata in 2019 when the Mexico City policy was still in place. The Mexico City policy explicitly forbids any funding specifically from partners and sub-partners going to entities or organizations that promote or perform abortions. And this is a complete violation of the Mexico City policy.
Well, you see, and this is the problem with all things NGO, right? It's like they're their own entity, and they do as they darn well please, regardless of, you know, something like this, whether we're talking abortion, whether we're talking, illegal migration into our country. I mean, they're just a walking violation of in lawbreaking, right?
You bet. Absolutely. One of the other things we found in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
One of the projects in Zimbabwe, CRS was partnered with an organization called AfriCaid. And a worker from AfriCaid interviewed with our researchers on the ground. We have this on audio, and that AfriCaid worker told our researcher that CRS gave them permission to access sixth-grade children where they handed out condoms. And when our researcher asked this worker said, CRS knew about you handing out condoms to children? And they said, not only did CRS not object, they supported it.
Wow. They all but had their logo on the condoms, huh?
Pretty much.
This is nuts. I just can't believe you have just got to be appalled as you're doing this investigation and you're seeing this and you're probably when you first heard about this, you go, oh, it can't be that bad. I must be misunderstanding something, right?
When I first started looking into this kind of thing back in 2010, I was very shocked. And I thought that if I was, provided this information to the bishops, that they would fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I got a ton of pushback, and the reaction that I got was so shocking that I had to dig further, and that's led to what we just reported on.
I'm going to talk more about the bishop's reaction, because this is what seems to be occurring in so many of our institutions. It goes back to leadership. You know, where is leadership in all this? And you would think and hope by the grace of God, because who they're representing, they're really putting themselves in the hands of a would-be angry God who is going to hold them into account. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Michael Hitchborn on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We at the Tide Ministry have been sharing the gospel through radio and television broadcasts for over 7 decades. Despite this long history, there are still millions of people who haven't yet heard the good news about Jesus. To bring awareness to the Tide Ministry's mission and the millions of people who have yet to hear the gospel, we're proud to announce our 3rd annual Race to Share the Gospel virtual challenge. Participants in the challenge are invited to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact in the lives of millions around the world. The Tide Race to Share the Gospel will kick off on April 27th and end on May 12th, so mark your calendars now. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and our goal to eternally impact more lives around the globe by sharing the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just way like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Hitchborn continues with us. He's an investigative reporter. He's also the president and founder of the Lepanto Institute. Michael, before we get back on topic here, I wanted to give you an opportunity to explain to our audience the Lepanto Institute and Population Research Institute and what it's all about.
So the Lepanto Institute was founded in 2015. We came out of American Life League after years of research and investigation there. And our purpose is to help people to understand how their charitable donations are being used. We want them to know which organizations, which charities are safe to give to because they are not promoting abortion, contraception, homosexuality, Marxism, or anything like that. We have a charity reports list that helps people to see these organizations are safe and these organizations are not safe. And we have fully detailed reports that help them to look at those reports and make the decision for themselves. Population Research Institute was started by Stephen Mosier. He investigated China back in the 1970s and lost his I guess he had a grant from Harvard to do some research because he revealed the horrors of the one-child policy and the horrors of abortion, forced abortion taking place in China.
And look where they are now. I mean, here you got more men than women. I mean, it's not even close. And we're shipping men, or I say we're, China is shipping military-aged men to the southern border, and they're coming into the United States en masse. This speaks of all kinds of danger. But this is, what happens when totalitarian governments in their ego and arrogance think that they know better, and they start social engineering. And they've social engineered themselves into near oblivion, and if not near oblivion, then some problems down the road, because you can't have a bunch of men running around loaded up with testosterone at a fighting age and not have a woman to calm them down.
Absolutely. No, that's entirely true. And now China is one of the largest, if not the largest, threat to global security and safety.
I mean, you can talk about the Brick and Road Initiative, all these other things that they're doing around the world. But I think part of that program, I wouldn't be surprised, is going to be women. It's, because they're going to have to get women for their men. You can't have them running around like that without a mate. This violates nature and the way God created us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, because of the execution of female babies in China, the men have turned to homosexuality, and China, of course, is trying to clamp down on that. And what they're doing is trying to ship them out to other countries so that they can start integrating them into the Chinese way of life.
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because that was my thought, was that this was going to promote homosexuality. You're the first one on the show that's come in and actually pointed that out. It's like one of those things that you say, well, if you follow the logic to this, what's going to happen? And you can see logically where homosexuality would become more pervasive in that culture. So they're really, the United States has its own problems that stem from, the degradation of moral, a moral founding, and we're paying the price for it. And here China is doing a similar thing that they have engineered themselves. This is, wow. This is crazy. And this is when you think, Michael, at least I do, I look at this and I said, God's in charge. Because all these people that think that they're doing their own deal and come up with their own ideas, and you read in the Bible that man comes up with their own ideas and God in heaven laughs. And I think that he laughs, but it's also sad to see what's happening with this creation, because it's such an abomination from his original intent and design.
No, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, we're finding, even in Catholic Relief Services programming, soft promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism. In several of the documents, their sex education documents, we found CRS promoting gender ideologies, trying to break down the traditional responsibilities of men versus women. They're promoting the Lenin ideology with regard to women in the workforce. They want women to be working instead of being at home and raising families. So, they're doing these in traditional territories in Africa, in Asia, where family is very central to everything that they do in their society.
Well, and it's interesting that they would pick, you've got these three African countries that they have selected. And, I wonder if some of this isn't part of some grand experiment. They figure, okay, we're going to cookie cutter this program out. If we can get it down here and make it work in these African countries, then, we can roll it out, globally, right?
Well, sure. And quite honestly, CRS is very integral to implementing the Sustainable Development Goals.
Exactly.
Which are Marxist in nature. Mm-hmm. And the push for the Sustainable Development Goals, we did an article in LepantoIN.org showing how closely the Sustainable Development Goals line up with communist activities and communist ideologies.
So let me ask you this. Where's the Vatican tentacles?
It goes all the way up through the Vatican. I did a report in 2021 showing that the Vatican, in its own videos, was promoting and celebrating actual marked communist organizations. We're talking organizations that openly celebrate Karl Marx, that openly celebrate the Communist Manifesto. In fact, at the very beginning of this Vatican-made video that Pope Francis was in, and he was lauding all of these organizations, the very first organization that they lauded was called MST, and it's a Spanish name. I can't pronounce it, but it's the Socialist Party of Brazil. And the woman that they had as a representative in this Vatican video, we looked her up. Her name is Therese Haddage. And the very first thing we found on her social media page was a family read aloud of the Communist Manifesto that she did with her husband and two young boys while the Communist International was playing in the background.
Wow. See, this, and I know it's hard, for people, especially Catholics, to realize that this is what's happening, but this is what the work of the Lepanto Institute, why it's so important, because we need to know what we're investing in. What are the Catholic families are doing, and for them to be duped to such a degree to not know that their hard-earned money is going to support, because they think, okay, well, it's Catholic, so if it's Catholic, it must be okay. And then, more and more we've been hearing, how Catholic Relief Services has been problematic and instrumental in violating our border policies, for example. So it just seems like at every turn, as you say, they're Marxists in practice, and this is problematic. I mean, especially when you think that they should be, if they're going to be related to the Catholic Church, it should be holy and sanctified, not unholy.
That's correct. The Catholic Church exists for the purpose of the salvation of souls.
Yes.
There is no other purpose. And when you have organizations acting in the name of the church that are not only not working for salvation of souls, but are actually working against their salvation by introducing sin and vice, well, then what are you doing?
Exactly. Well, then it makes you wonder, because there's been, of course, over the years, all kinds of rumor, speaking of the Vatican, in terms of, some moral issues that are there that continue to be an element. And, of course, we're not that many years removed with all the, the sexual, history of priests and young boys and pedophilia. And you go, okay, has this been cleaned up, or is this still a problem?
Yeah, it's still a problem.
Yeah, I hear you. Michael Hitchborn has been our guest. Michael is with the Lepanto Institute. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill.
For anyone who says they know a person who would give anything, even a finger or toe, to make it to the game, some Kansas City Chiefs fans actually might have this past January. During a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium between the Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins, nighttime wind chills dipped to more than 20 below zero, and some fans suffered frostbite. Now, about a dozen of them are being told by doctors to schedule amputation procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, switching from, dengue fever and those impending threats. We want to move on to free and fair elections. I say consistently, one of the top questions I get asked is, do you think we're going to have a free and fair election in 2024? And I keep saying, well, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. You know, the Democrats, sadly, have become the party of voter fraud, as DeRoy Murdoch would say. And I think it's inarguable. And they're doing everything they can. I mean, right now, if it were me, of course, we got the announcement this morning that the chair of the RNC, Rona McDaniel, is retiring. Okay, 7 years. And like anything, you know, you look at the bottom line, just say, you know, what have you done for me lately? How good a job are you doing in terms of fundraising and protecting, you know, party interest? And one of the key party interests that I believe has been overlooked has been the issue of free and fair elections. And what's happening right now, in addition to, you know, all the things, I mean, it's not just one thing. I mean, the Democrats know. I mean, it is all hands on deck, and they're doing everything they can to tilt the scales. And you got to know, because when artificial intelligence, the idea of artificial intelligence came into play, people go, whoa, this could be massive. Well, Maxim Lott is with us right now. He's the executive producer for Stossel TV and a writer with Fox News as well. Maxim, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good. Great to be here with you.
Well, good to have you here because, as I mentioned, artificial intelligence, this, this program that is out there, I mean, it is a powerful aspect, and I mean, to the point that even, you know, some of the mad scientists are saying, you know, this could have an impact on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness altogether, but used at the level of the body politics and what's going on with this election, that there is already, you're noting, 19 different AI systems that are demonstrating a clear political bias.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, AI is a pretty new technology. It really hit the scene about a year ago. I don't know what percent of people have tried it so far, but it's pretty amazing. You know, this thing is going to be like the next internet. You can ask it a question, and it's generally pretty good. You can even ask it, draw me a painting of the founding fathers or of all sorts of things. And it does a good job in general. But so Google has released this new AI, and it's basically the first totally woke AI out there. And you, when you ask this AI to draw you a picture of the founding fathers, there's one of them who's Native American. There's one of them who's Middle Eastern. Like they diversify it like, you know, the most woke thing you can imagine. Right. So people pointed this out. It just shows how crazy, you know, Google's team that made this is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our history is being stolen from us and being rewritten. We've seen this happen. I mean, this is the tradition of, you know, governmental takeovers that start with isms or end with isms, I should say. That's what they do. You know, they grab a hold of the narrative. They start rewriting. They control the kids. They start indoctrinating the kids, and the kids grow up and think, well, yeah, of course, you know, our founding fathers, this is the way they looked. And you go, well, where did you get that from? And this is all happening right under our noses. And parents, because they're busy, and which is what was proven with COVID, when the veil was pulled back and we saw what our kids were being, how they were being indoctrinated in these public educational facilities that we pay for. This is the new iteration, the new doxology that's coming out, isn't it?
Absolutely. And a lot of schools, by the way, use Google Chromebooks, where all this stuff is native and the Google AI is built in. So I think this could be very insidious in the long run. In the next decade or two, you know, you're going to start to see more people who they grew up with this and they just assume that's how, you know, the founders or whatever you asked for an image of look. So that's worrying. Now, I created a site. It's called trackingai.org. And what it does is every day it gives all the different AIs, because there are lots of them, a political quiz, and it scores them, you know, how leftist are you? And guess which AI is generally the most leftist?
Which one?
It's Google. It's Google. Called Gemini, So, the ChatGPT is the one most people use. That's kind of standard leftist. And then there's the least. Elon Musk's Grok, this is his AI. He's been editing it to make it, I think, more centrist over time. It started out leftist because probably copied some of the coding that other people had used. But it's becoming more centrist. And I'm glad people are going to have options about which AI they ask to draw them a picture. And just like we have in media, people are going to be able to choose. So that's the case for optimism about this bias that Google's trying to insert in society.
But for the most part, we're still in the AI frontier. So this is going to be filtered out. It could do damage before we get it under control, because hey, look at, we're months away from a critical election here, and whether it's AI or political bots, anything that will have an impact, especially when you consider, you know, how much time, you know, we're spending in front of these screens. I think the latest rendition is something like, you know, 50 hours a week is what's being spent on this information. So it's like, okay, well, but are you, do you have a discerning mindset? Are you asking critical questions about the information you're getting, or you're just taking it and running with it, which is part of the problem that we have here in America, is that, you know, America is running on 8-second sound bites. This is very dangerous.
Absolutely. And, you know, so Google's image AI, which they released 3 weeks ago, it was shown to be just so biased that because, you know, it wasn't just the founding fathers. It did this for every image you could ask it for. Even you say, you know, give me English peasants in the 1600s, and they're all black in Google's AI's depiction. So Google actually has apologized. They said, oh, we screwed up. We're going to fix it and come back to you. But their text AI is almost as bad. So this is where you just ask questions in text that responds to you in text. For example, if you ask it, who's worse for society, Hitler or Elon Musk, it says, well, on the one hand, you know, Hitler did bad things. On the other hand, Elon Musk has done these bad things. Of course, if you ask it for who was worse, Hitler or Barack Obama, it says, oh, it's an inappropriate question. Understandably.
Yes.
So this bias is built into everything they have.
Well, I know a while ago, last year, they had, you know, you could talk to God and you could ask God questions. Mm-hmm. And but not very, I mean, they weren't, the answers weren't very godly. I mean, because you could really, yeah, you could really stump it. And I think that still, it's still developing. It's still operating. I haven't checked on it recently, but I thought it was absurd, you know, going and talking to this. But see, forget about the Bible. Forget about, you know, established and accepted, you know, scripture and resources. No, we're going to turn to this because we're kind of lazy, and we're going to try and get information about God from a source that is questionable at best, and even the answers. I mean, they were so, they were so pedestrian right off the face. But if somebody wants to, reinforce their flawed logic or flawed understanding of religion and God, well, look at, that's the perfect place for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when we ask whether this will sway elections, I think definitely in long run, there's worry about, you know, what kids are learning in high school, college, all this. And, you know, they already are asking this thing to write their essays for them. And
yes,
maybe they'll edit them, but they're going to be reading an essay about how socialized healthcare is great that Google's AI wrote for them. And that's going to shift views, I think. So I definitely worry about that.
No, I'm with you 100% on this because, I mean, there's already an ad on TV about, an individual that they've done a fundraising project. And they wrote a script and generated over $20,000 of investors just based on the script that was all done by AI. I mean, this is the wild frontier. It's developing. And will it have an impact on politics? They can't help themselves. We've got more from Maxim after this. Stay with us.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No,
bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Maxim Lott, the executive producer of Stossel TV and writer for Fox News, as he's updating us on, trackingai.org. That is the website, by the way, you want to be on top of, and see what's going on and how this is developing. And, I think common sense would tell you that this could have an impact. I believe, without a doubt, this could have an impact on the election and the kind of information that's out there. Not only this, but, you know, we've got the bots and all things that are social media, that the masses are being deluged with misinformation, right? And it's so interesting because, yeah, the government, you know, seemingly, you know, the Biden administration seemingly about misinformation, but it's like, okay, but who's going to be the arbiter of said information to declare and decide whether or not it's misinformation, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The trying to regulate this never really works. It's just about putting public pressure on these companies like Google. And, you know, it's interesting. All of this, I saw all the outrage over this unfold on Twitter. And I think it's because Elon Musk bought it that it's allowed this stuff to surface and break into the mainstream concern the way it has. So I'm very thankful for that. I think as far as putting pressure on these companies, so Google admitted, okay, our image generation thing, that was biased. We're going to fix it. But they still have the tech bias, and the Google search is still biased as well. Sites like Breitbart News, for example, are effectively blacklisted. Like, even if you search for names of their writers, it's hard to get their website to come up. So so Google search is flawed as well, and that's definitely impacting the election.
Without a doubt. And this is, again, why we're reinforcing this idea that you must own your own knowledge. You know, take whatever information that Maxim and I are talking about. Just don't take our word for it, because then you're going to be like the 8-second soundbite echo promoters that we have too much of in our country. You know, we're smarter than this. You know, you need to challenge yourself to spend a little bit of time, you know, take some of that time that you're spending and, you know, interacting with video games and some of this other stuff to really do some research. And yes, you know, as Maxim was just pointing out, you know, we're just looking at one aspect, but there are so many elements of the culture that are involved here that have influence that, you know, they're throwing everything they can up against the wall and, you know, they're not being challenged. I mean, here they were slightly challenged, you know, with, you know, just the pitcher bias. But then it's like logic would tell you, Maxim, if it's happening there, it's got to be happening, you know, throughout the entirety of their knowledge base, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing I found fascinating was, how did Google get this bias into their AI? Because you'd think AIs are kind of logical. Like, the AI didn't start out of the box with these views. So
right.
People looked into this, and they found the head of Google AI he has a whole trail of tweets and just far left stuff. You know, he says white privilege is effing real. He just says endless tweets. He says racism is the number one value in America. You know, he's just really against America. And then he has one tweet where he says, quote, I've been crying in intermittent bursts for the past 24 hours since casting my ballot for Biden and Harris. And, you know, just this is the guy making Google's AI, who's the head of their team.
What's his name? Do we have a name?
Jack Krauzak. Yeah, so, you know, all these tweets were public until he made his Twitter handle private, but people took screenshots and archived them, and it shows that this wasn't an accident. The AI is responding the way its designers think. And, you know, the technical way this works, first they train the AI on pretty much everything that's on the internet. It just goes through all the Google searches, all the tweets, all the articles, and puts it in a database. So that's why these AIs are so smart and so capable. And then they have humans for tens of thousands of hours just evaluate answers. And they say, yeah, this is good, this is bad. And those human raters have biases, and they also have instructions from Google, like,
of course,
you know, be very sensitive to this. So that's how they get this bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is quite it's quite the industrial complex, isn't it, in and of itself?
Absolutely, yeah. And San Francisco, you know, all these companies are based there in general. It already leans super left. Tech leans super left. But Google somehow managed to left all these other companies. You know, on my trackingai.org, all the AIs lean left. But Google outdid all of them. So that's, I don't know, it's almost impressive in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the super left there. And all this will have, and is having, an impact on people's perception. So if you can alter their perception, whether it's, you know, a purchase of goods or, you know, policy acceptance, open borders, you know, on down the line, they are addressing this issue to promote you know, their main ideology, which is leading to what at the end of the day, Max? I mean, you know, this is a funnel. It's all coming to a head. What is the head of all this misinformation that's going out there? What is the objective goal of all these entities?
Yeah, I think fundamentally it comes down to, for lack of a better word, wokeism or woke ideology, which is really about. It's about equality is the nice way to put it, or equity, equality of outcome among all the groups, whether, you know, they want to see, anything that's unequal in any of these things, for whatever reason, they want to get rid of that. So they have a picture of the founding fathers. That's not very equal in terms of a modern racial lens. That's why that gets fixed. So that's this kind of woke ideology. I think, you know, you can speculate more about this, but back 50 years ago, there was a big debate between communism and capitalism, and where communism was all about equality of outcome in the economic realm. Everyone should get the same amount of money and do the same work. And communism lost. And it seems like after that, the kind of leftist energy funneled into these more social things and, you know, equality on women and men should be equally represented in every job, or we should have trans people represented everywhere. And and so you really see that in media and these companies that have this ideology like Google.
Yeah, it's amazing because here they are. They're trying to wrestle, wrestle an 800,000-pound gorilla, because people have natural instincts and inclinations that you can't, you know, genetically move out of them. And then I find it quite interesting is usually the leadership of these movements, you know, they don't believe in equity. I mean, they are, it's inequitable.
in terms of how it ends up. I mean, they're the king, and everybody eventually becomes peasants, right? All in the name of
equity. They're making, you know, the salaries for these Google people is
of course.
Multimillionaires in general.
Right. Yeah, and so the peasants, the minions of their realm are, you know, that's where they are. But like in the words of Klaus Schwab, that's, you know, that's what you'll get, but you're going to like it, right? You're going to own nothing, but you're going to like it, which is bizarre. I mean, you know, that is just, and I think this is why they're going after America in the manner in which they are, Maxim, because we would be the crown jewel. Because we're still, for the most part, even in the midst of all these socialistic, you know, pressures and social engineering that's taking place, and things even within our government that have, you know, put chinks in the armor, you know, by instinct, you know, people here in America still believe in freedom. We still believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and property. You know, this is why people are still upset. I mean, they're so upset about what happened in New York. And businesses are moving out of New York, and even though the governor says, oh, no, this was just for Trump, this is not going to happen to any other business. Right. Yeah, excuse me if I'm not paying attention to what you're saying and just looking at what you're doing and deciding for myself that this is not going to be in the best interest of our company to remain associated and living here in New York.
Absolutely. Yeah. The New York rules are just crazy. You know, with America in general, you were pointing out that that's like the crown jewel, and I think that's right. And I see a lot of people now who are very down on America, and it's understandable when you look at what's happening in places like New York. But overall, I've been traveling a lot the last couple of years. The U.S. is still much richer, even than Western Europe. Like, professionals here often make double what their counterparts are making in places like England or France. So I think people have lost sight of that a little bit because we're always focused on our own day-to-day struggles. But the U.S. is still the economic powerhouse of the world. And China has stumbled after they locked themselves down for 3 years for COVID. And the U.S. is really, it's still doing okay comparatively as long as we can, you know, keep these kind of woke forces at bay.
Well, and like you say, Maxim, you know, and I think it's a good point, is the perception, though, of America has been tainted a bit. You know, the shining light of encouragement and hope that it's been, and not quite as bright, but yes, still comparatively, because you have America on top and then everybody else in between. But meanwhile, there's all kinds of forces that are coming after America to see if they can cause them to trip up and topple in any way. I mean, in so many levels and directions, whether it's the petrodollar or what, you know, their policies are doing and how they're impacting, you know, all these different countries, it's no wonder that you've got China and these other groups coming together to, you know, build up their own forces. But, you know, stay tuned for more details. Maxim Lott, thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters I...